the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra, said to Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son or daughter of noble family train who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita? Addressed in this way, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, said to Venerable Shariputra, O Shariputra, a son or daughter of noble family who wishes to practice the profound Prajnaparamita should see in this way, seeing the five skandhas to be empty of nature, form is emptiness, emptiness also is form, emptiness is no other than form, form is no other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, perception, formation, and consciousness are emptiness. A Shariputra, all dharmas are emptiness. There are no characteristics. There is no birth and no cessation. There is no impurity and no purity. There is no decrease and no increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no perception, no formation, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no touch, no dharmas, no eye dhatu up to no mind dhatu. No dhatu of dharmas, no mind consciousness dhatu, no ignorance, no end of ignorance up to no old age and death, no end of old age and death, no suffering, no origin of suffering, no cessation of suffering, no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since the bodhisattvas have no attainment, they abide by means of Prajnaparamita. Since there is no obscuration of mind, there is no fear. They transcend falsity and attain complete nirvana. All the Buddhas of the three times by means of Prajnaparamita fully awaken to unsurpassable, true, complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of Prajnaparamita, the mantra of great insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra that calms all suffering should be known as truth since there is no deception. The Prajnaparamita mantra is said in this way, Te yata om gate gate paragate parasangati bodhisoha. Thus Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, should train in the profound Prajnaparamita. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and praised Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, saying, good, good, O son of noble family. Thus it is, O son of noble family. Thus it is. One should practice the profound Prajnaparamita you have taught, and all the Tathagatas will rejoice. When the Blessed One had said this, Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, that whole assembly and the world with its gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Gala jupe ne jo dhamba ne ngushe du chu ngayi tu du jen Rupa bula ma yi bu jin zi Ne zong kandro tso la sha tse lo Aga samara ta chanda ta samara ve ma samara chanda ta samara The fundamental ground is scented with incense and strewn with flowers, adorned with Mount Meru, the four continents, the sun, and the moon. I imagine this as a Buddha land and offer it. May all sentient living beings enjoy this pure realm. Holy Lamas high up the sky of your Dharma bodies in massive clouds of knowledge and love, and let them pour upon the earth of your disciples as we are ready. Shower of rain, the teachings deep and wide.
Three. bhañe na ni jugu gala nyen ze jun zin ji jin da zambe ndu nye zin ma la za je ju ji jai ba om du zo.
I send forth this mandala to you, precious Guru. Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niratayami.
Sanje
Jodan Jodi Jodana Yanju Badu Dani Yazuji Dagi Chinye Jibes Nanji Jola Benji Sanje Jubajo
Sanje
Jodan Jodi Jodana Yanju Badu Dani Yazuji Dagi chenye jibe zananji Rolam benji zanji jubarjo Chedan zanji jenamla Janju badu dani jazuji Dagi chenye jibe zananji Rolam benji zanji jubarjo So every Sunday we have been going over the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, by the great master, the Lord Atisha Dipankara.
Oje tatne kaju gore tatne ta ngaso meilo de jira gzawa chores meilo de tzawa chores nieba kawa jiba lawa dön chewa oduzre diwares.
And at this point we have the human basis, which is very difficult to obtain, easily lost, and has great meaning and abilities. And at this moment, we have this human basis, which is so powerful and important. And it's very difficult to achieve the causal factors for a rebirth into the human realms. So this is why it is said that it is difficult to be born or to have the human basis, because the causal factors are so difficult to achieve. And this human basis that we have has great meaning and has great potential. Because of the human basis that we possess a mind that a human basis possesses. And this mind is very powerful and has so many vast abilities. So if we wish to have happiness in this life and have happiness in future lives, then based on by relying upon our human intelligence, we can figure out what the causal factors for the happiness that we desire, and try to engage in the activities which will create the results which we want in this life and in next lives. But although this human basis has such great meaning, it is impermanent. It will not stay with us forever. So we need to recognize that the human basis that we currently have is not permanent and will eventually leave.
And then Meba Chagamari, Jiwa Lena Yuaris, Jiwa Shima Yuari, Hama Yuaris, Jiwa Shima and Hama Yuaris, Sendil the one to Banaji, Jiwa Shima Penjilea, and then as with the one dogris, Dungan Dogumaris, and what Nancy Watus Chadu Waters, Marbe.
the Nyanjir Surin, the Dewa, the Jewa Shima, Dewa Gunan, the
Sendele, not the Jibu Gabio, Dunga Gabio Maris, Sishima Penji, and then Jewa Shima, 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 the Valley, then up to the Wal Gabio Maris, Dunga Gabio Maris, what the Suku Jupuma, the Kachibushida is.
So if we analyze this life, we can see that we wish to have pleasant circumstances. We wish to have happiness and so forth in this life. So when we recognize this, we then must try to figure out how to produce pleasant results in our future lives. Because we cannot say that the past lives and future lives are a non-existent. Those are provable, and past and future lives do exist. So if we recognize that past and future lives do exist, and we recognize that in this life we seek happiness and we seek pleasant circumstances, then it would make sense for us to create the causal factors for our next life to be able, for our next life to be pleasant as well.
Then I do shine, Jewa Shema del Ten Kazure, and Nansun Jason Waters, and then Nansun Jan Gazu Gabu Maris, Nansun Dungele, Nazu Gabu Maris, and then Gazu Dendul Hatamel Jena Gabu Waters, what the Jewa Shema Hatamel Jiagi, and then Jibu Chunga Tumu Lazima. Then, Jewa Shema, and then Nasung Dunga Kane, Hatam Melin Duyagi, and then Nasu Jukar Duzana, and then Magichud, Magichubung Cities of Marbe, the Sukantu Jutu Sungaris, and then Conjuson La Jandruji, Dibashaya, what the Jibu Chunga Tumu Lazi, what the Sungaris.
So, recognizing that there are past and future lives, when we recognize that there are past and future lives, we must ask ourselves, where are those places that we can be born? And there are only two places that we can be born in cyclic existence in our future lives, and those two places are the higher and lower realms. And if we are born into the lower realms, we will have to endure a large amount of suffering. And we've already established that we wish to have pleasant circumstances and happiness in this life. So knowing this, we would seek to abandon the rebirth into the lower realms because of the unpleasant nature of the lower realms and the amount of suffering one will have to endure. The second place, being the higher realms, is much more pleasant. And this type of rebirth is much more desirable than a lower realm rebirth, such as this type of rebirth is much more desirable than a lower realm rebirth. This type of rebirth being a rebirth into the God's realm or a human realm. So the teachings which show one how to abandon the causal factors for rebirth into the lower realms so that one can achieve consistent rebirth into the higher realms are called the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity. And when we speak of abandoning the lower realms or eradicating the potential to be born into the lower realms, there must be a causal factor for that as well. So what is that? The causal factor is abandoning the 10 non-virtues and engaging in ethical behavior, acknowledgement of downfalls or confession, and going for refuge. So these factors put together make up the causal factors for rebirth into the higher realms, and these are called the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity.
And then you're more than the Jumbaris, Maribe. And then you're more than the Jumbaris. And then, Kazugure, Denzin Pond, the Tabal Royagi Tautu de, Jebun Dinda, 토모이 라제 딩기 라제 림바 데다 토모이 라제 림바 어디 손도 버스 마르베 타발로야 라제 림바 제보 니바 제보 데다 토모이 라제 림바 어디 생사레
아싸 The next level, which is called the teaching shared in common with beings of medium capacity, is as follows. This type of being recognizes the downfalls of not only rebirth into the lower realms, but also recognizes the downfalls of being born into the higher realms. Recognizes that even in the gods and human realms, there are different types of suffering, the suffering of change, the suffering of suffering, the pervasive compounded suffering. So suffering in general pervades cyclic existence. So the suffering of cyclic existence is inescapable unless one achieves liberation. So a being of medium capacity recognizes the necessity to achieve liberation, desires to definitely get out or renounce cyclic existence because of the downfalls and the suffering which pervades it, and then wishes to achieve nirvana or liberation. So the causal factors for achieving liberation is to eradicate the karma and afflictions which produce the consistent rebirth into cyclic existence. So if those, how are those eradicated? At the root of our afflictions is the grasping at true existence, which actually creates the affliction, creates misconception and so forth. So if we can eradicate the mistaken view or eradicate our grasping at true existence with its opposite, which is a recognition of the lack of true existence, then we are able to cut the root of cyclic existence, being the grasping at true existence. And if that is cut, then cyclic existence rebirth cannot be produced and one is liberated. So this type of practice and these teachings where one wishes to achieve liberation for him or herself alone are called the teachings shared in common with beings of medium capacity.
Oje da ga de jibun taba thoya ge ju lanje re ba da toni san da chue da je ten de re ten de yin sa de ba ma du ba san da wa re de ba ma du ba le san ya ba da ma yin na de ba du ba zin de zin ne de re de zin ge ju she ne le sa no ko al ko du wa re ode toni toni la ba she ro ji la ba di jo jo su gur ba da sitting ji la ba da ting ge zin ji la ba ke che la ba sun de nya sun le ba yin na an ko al ta ne 타발을 줘야지 이게 더 주지 돼 팀에 봐 팀에도 도움을 나지를 못 인사했어.
So this liberation is achieved by reliance upon an understanding of the nature of reality or an understanding of emptiness. So one must recognize that phenomena are not truly established. Phenomena are not truly existent because they dependently originate. So the recognition of the emptiness of phenomena is actually what serves as an opponent to the grasping at true existence. So this falls into the category of the higher training in wisdom. But there are also two other higher trainings, the higher training in ethics, the higher training and concentration. So one must put all of these three higher trainings together in order to achieve nirvana or in order to achieve liberation. So a practitioner who relies upon these three higher trainings is called a Hinayanist or a lesser vehicle practitioner. So these are called teachings that are shared in common with the lesser vehicle.
Ta denzi ba nyomo ba cha zumba la an teba chimbi chue nyazu lengu waris shanchu kusen doni du bi shiro nyandu nyazu lengu waris teba chimbo wa de shanchu sen lulu shanchu zumba waris.
So when we move to the highest level of the teachings for beings of great capacity or the great scope, what differentiates this scope from the medium scope is the fact that this practitioner realizes the mind that aspires to enlightenment. He or she practices in order to achieve bodhicitta and then couples the bodhicitta with the wisdom realizing emptiness and then is able to become is able to become a fully realized Buddha by combining both the wisdom realizing emptiness and bodhicitta. So this is the factor that is uncommon to the other scopes. The bodhicitta is exclusive to the great scope.
Mm-hmm.
Then the tamshila.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then in order to achieve the realization of bodhicitta, or the mind that aspires to enlightenment, there are two lineages. One lineage of causal factors is called the seven-point cause and effect for achieving bodhicitta, and the second lineage is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. So if we are able to realize this mind that aspires to enlightenment, or this bodhicitta, this bodhicitta then serves as the basis for our ability to practice the perfection vehicle, which is the first division of the great vehicle, and the second division, which is the secret teachings, the tantric vehicle. So the these two vehicles both rely upon the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order for them to work, or in order for them to produce the desired result.
So
in the perfection vehicle, it's the three higher trainings are important. And as discussed before, they are called the highest higher trainings. So it is the highest higher training in ethics, the highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. So the perfection vehicle places a large amount of emphasis on these three higher trainings, or these three highest higher trainings.
Mm-hmm.
So once one has the ethics, or the highest higher training in ethical behavior, then this serves as the basis for the highest higher training in concentration. So when we say the highest higher training in concentration, why do we use this word highest in front of higher? It's because concentration, or single-pointed concentration, is not exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. We can find concentration, or single-pointed concentration, and calm abiding meditation in the Buddhist as well as non-Buddhist teachings. What sets the Buddhist training apart from the non-Buddhist training is the object of observation that is utilized by a Buddhist. The object of observation of the single-pointed concentration for Buddhists is emptiness, or is the nature of reality. So this is what is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition, and this is why this type of concentration is called the highest higher training in concentration, because the object of observation is exclusive to the Buddhist tradition. But one can achieve clairvoyance, and one can achieve miraculous powers in a non-Buddhist tradition as well as a Buddhist tradition, but achieving complete nirvana, or unsurpassable complete enlightenment, is not possible.
어제 다 띵엔제데 용화라 띵엔제가 주수 창고 본나 시단데 레브 가리이네 주 창고 누스 모두 다 신다 가리이나 그 주 아부 상수나 신다 모두도 야부 지금 누스 주데 야부 마사나 큰 레브 야부 용음 누스 된나진 띵엔제 대야 큰 레브 인자 주 죽은 거 창고 그래서 주수 마사나 띵엔제가 상로도 지금 말레스 어디서레스 말베 주수 창고 그래서
So in order to produce single-pointed concentration, there must be a cause, because single-pointed concentration is an effect, and all effects are dependent upon their causes. So there must be a causal factor. Just like if one wishes to have a seed grow into a plant, there must be the causal factors for that actual plant or tree to grow, in order for it to be produced. So the causal factors must be present in order for that to be produced. Likewise, the causal factors of single-pointed concentration must be present in order for it to be produced.
what the chutin tabo den de song wores ane dingen zo gonsa ge sa sa ba ju wores sa dil de ba ina na sa ma che ba chutona chu ge zo bul ma ne ba sa zo wa chu zo wa ne zo wa ne de le gon jo ba ina an ne ba ji gen ge do ju na ta da sing la su be ne ba me ba ne zo wa wo den de gu song wores
je pa gare
Sazama da chuzama ne zama chuzama bu dama phare de abu go.
So we can find some of the causal factors in the great Lord Maitreya's text, the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara, or the ornament to the Mahayana Sutras. Here he states that there are four necessities for achieving single-pointed concentration. It states that it's necessary to be in a good place with good water, without harmful inhabitants, with good friends. That's the quote. And the meaning of this is that the place should be a good place, meaning that it's a place that's comfortable and that isn't too rocky, that's a nice place to stay, and that there aren't a lot of environmental problems. Second is the water. There should be good water there, something that one can imbibe and not get sick, something that will quench one's thirst and so forth. So this is the reason for the good water. No harmful inhabitants. The meaning of this is there aren't any harmful spirits or wild animals such as lions and tigers or any animals that might have the potential to harm one or any spirits that might have the potential to harm one. So no harmful inhabitants. And good friends refers to Dharma friends. Dharma friends are spiritual friends, those friends that are also on the path or are also Buddhist religion religious practitioners. So to be surrounded by good friends or be surrounded by Buddhists, basically.
Tā kāra sā kore, tēnyū shānyū, tā lēkhā nāma nāma mājīpa tāndi yīndu, shāwa nyūngwa.
Chāpa kāre, ngāma ātāndi chāpa kāre.
等到女王，等到女王，但等到女王是那阿祖几家，来看家吃不？等到等到有吧？伊那，我也不用我嘛的是。那是啊。女王结婚的是。来看没不结吧？伊那。嗯。那小娃没不着哇？来看谁家没结吧？小娃女人那个着哇？俺那个三妹把刚打打的个是。嗯。等女王小娃女王是。小娃。小娃来看他们没不结吧？来看没不结吧？小娃老个着。嗯。
So the first is that one needs to have ethical behavior. In Genlan Rinpo's commentary, he says that there are different ways to achieve single-pointed concentration. And he says that there are many different causal factors, but here he will just explain one. So the first being that one needs to have ethical behavior. The second being that one needs not have his or her focus be on many different things. So one needs to, if one is focused on many different things, such as work or different types of activities one has to engage in, then it makes it impossible for one to be able to achieve single-pointed concentration. So the hindrance to single-pointed concentration is being very busy, having lots of work, lots of over-scheduling, is basically the Tibetan, over-scheduling, having too much work, and engaging in too many activities. So that's the actual work itself. The former was the focus, and this is referring to the actual work itself. So having too many things going on.
Tagen lanu bo odun jisun gore ta momu sundu de ine pabi rije pabi pabi rije ne ba ina kaga chandu yore sun yore pabi rije de peji njo nolu de yoro pabi rije se abu damagoja de yendale yejir bata pabi rije pabasna ayaro reason boda ne chese na bo yoro pabi rije Pabi rizil ne papa ge rizil ne ba ina ane shene ge juzu kanga chang de res keba zu ge song jas Pabi rizil de garas na so nyu ngang ge zang ji chu xie ba ane chu gu ngang ge zang ji chu xie ba ni ji bong la ga wa ane gong ba la ga wa ane de ji de pabi rizil bi ji de di wa re pabi rizil de garas na Tengen zungu ne gongkhen teke traba natang o tene ima ina, en tengen zungu ba ina, dolu sheda ke pui tabo, tene ke dandu jeju yo ma res. Ane jagal ta gulung tu se ke tutu lu yu shaji, sumu tere lu yu shaji, dolu tu dhru na tene, ten di goro ta, macha na di goro wa. Chugu ngangwa zanji chu shi
wa.
Chugu ngangwa zanji chu shi wa di jiro wa. Chugu zanji ma dolu ro, dolu. Dolu sheda ke pui tabo tene dandu me ba je. Anji tutul yuja jamdan ngama gulong tu tene jigo ro ta tutul sumtel yuja tu lu tu le pa tu sama ji te ko ndo anu ko ma chan ri go ro ba
ale chu ru gi tolo pe che ru gi
tolo tu
pe che ngama ngama
den ji sama ji ne pe che jigo ro chu gu ngeng wen zang ji chu xi ba do lu ani ju bu den ju nan ri ge he se do lu ji da ya bu go go ma re so nyu ngeng wen zang ji chu xi ba so nyu se na an ngama ja ga le gulong ta An zuge, ane nyema nyema le zhongba le lan khala se ma tu, kama nalu le khala yo ma res. Nyema nyema le shugil chi, ane zhongba le chin khala lan, desi, ane rabu nde pacha de gongja tu kruwa. Suanyu ngay nguan zang chi chu xie bas.
De niba.
Khala niba dhruwa, de niba. Khala ngama ina, gulung tang an zuge, nyema kang le zhongba le lan, ane khala tesun chugu ja su na, ane ya ando su se desa le gongja pacha de tu kruwa.
Then the common nang la the kala shagama
hama yuso mare
the ngama yusum peche chega mare ni ma chi sana jason
talent del do talent de gnod anso ge
chenu
lang so
do de ne
chugu ngama to ji chushe ba chenu ngama to chushe ba ni ro ba ni je phabi re ji ge na ni je de ne bwa la gawa bwa la gawa sna yemo ba na shi ji de ba bwa la gawa
gom ga
yemo ba nyomoba gin susul nyogo rwa nyomoge ane ngasu dunge ane dunge de nyomola de nyungo are dunge ngasu gabo mare dunge pongo res nyomo pongo res moala gawa tene gumba la gawa ane churin ji la ba dinga ji la ba shang chu ge sen gumba la so ba tsul gabo yo na gumba la gawas te je tsang so na ane she ne ge ju tu du ge lo ane bijin di nu go res ke ba ju ge song du s
So we can find in many texts, many different texts, but all, for sure in the Abhidharma Kosha by Basu Bandhu, a reference to the four Arya lineages or four Arya potentials for in reference to single-pointed concentration. And here there are basically different four different types of advice given for one to achieve the single-pointed concentration and calm abiding and so forth. The first is not utilizing clothes, unnecessary garments or clothes. And there's a reference that one should go to a cemetery and take the clothes off a corpse and you know, clean up the clothes that were taken from the corpse and put those on. To use in meditation. So it's basically not using anything fancy or any kinds of clothes that will serve as a distraction to your meditation. So the first refers to the garments that one wears when doing meditation in order to achieve single-pointed concentration. So the second is only having food for the moment. And the meaning of this is previously the monks and nuns didn't have food in the house. They would go out and beg for food, and they would only take as much as it was necessary to fill their stomach. Once their stomach was full, then that was sufficient, and it wasn't necessary to keep food. So the advice here is not to have anything from before. Food from before, and before here means something that wasn't eaten in one sitting. So the advice here is to only have enough food to fill oneself so the food doesn't become a distraction. In Thailand, we can still see monks and nuns going out to beg for their alms and so forth. So we can still see this practice utilized today. The third is joy in abandonments. Here, the abandonments are the afflictions. And here, the reason for joy is because one does not wish to have suffering. We wish to have happiness. And if we abandon the afflictions, or if one abandons afflictions, then suffering cannot be produced. So this is the reason for finding joy in abandonments. So having a joyous feeling or being happy about abandoning afflictions because of what will happen by abandoning them. And the fourth, I forgot one thing, it's necessary to engage in single-pointed concentration and necessary to achieve calm abiding in order to abandon the afflictions. So this is why one needs to have joy in the abandonment. And then the fourth refers to the joy in meditation. So the joy of actually engaging in meditation, or the joy in having single-pointed concentration, the joy of achieving calm abiding. And this is reason is similar to the one previously. It's because by relying upon single-pointed concentration and by relying upon calm abiding, one can achieve liberation and so forth.
Oje ta sunyung ngo zan chu she ba ze ta ngama jagal tne isaris yin ya ta traba ta an mo 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 jin ne sunyung la ne ani yugo maris ngama sa na le ta du so le ya sunyung la ne traba ta an ze ndig yo maris ru ja tu yo maris te ma ja ne an na le ta du so du le ya te ne gom ba du so ge nye ba ta den du zu ne te ne kala traba kala ta mo bu zu ne wo te ne ge la ya te ne 가족이 요 내때는 칼라 타선 개체에 나왔던 준사 나랜단 다사버렸을 때
나랜다 콘서 데 로첸
그래서 때는 개체주 안 사선 또 봐냐 어떤 데서 소용 그리고 말했을 때
so this previous practice ascetic practice of begging for alms started to become difficult in India because there were so many people being ordained so this practice couldn't be utilized and we can find historically when that actual transformation took place and it was in the time of Nalanda Monastery and in Nalanda they actually built a kitchen and there were so many monks there they had a kitchen and they had separate quarters and they had stock piles of food and so forth because there were so many ordained people at the time, it no longer was possible for them to come go and beg for alms. It was no longer possible for them to have a full stomach. So it was necessary to change because the times changed. And we can see historically when that took place, and that was during the times of the very famous monastery, Nalanda.
A tisang gomba tsuki ta tindar lhane yunguwa maresi ta gomba tsuki sayatang a tuzuk nga lo rangkhaan su watani nyue tindar jindu gomba tsuki watani chadu waris.
So in even nowadays we see in the monasteries, in the temples, they have their own kitchens and they have people preparing food and so forth. And they have food in stockpiles, that's the literal translation, stockpiles of food from before. So we can see that has changed.
That thing is gone, maybe Garlamin Gongur, maybe Garlamin Gongurzana, that may be Namana Mosombaris, and the Sajig and Doja Shechava in the Maduba Gons, and then Kondo Shechava in Shamba Gons, then the Moon Shechava in a Kanjirai, then the Gongurus, then now to Shechava in a, then Ojong Goyala Suba, or then again, that Gondamana Momoris, Gonja Susun Dobaris, Miba Garon Jitala in Galajavasas, Miba Susu Gonja Susun Dobayubi, and then Lagoya and Dobayuba in Anda, Onjongoya and Dobayuba in Anda, then Casu Shamba Goya and Hijugua Karina, Susun Dobayuba Chile, and the Saint Miba Tijin Nen Gongoris Marbe.
The long. The Shanchulandung
is a long time. Maybe I can't run it all in the Gilajava.
The Gay Walk
on the Tunda de la Chandigur.
The long,
long the Kadul Kuzut
Nishingi. So, when we speak of the object of observation for single point in concentration, there are a variety of different ones that one can utilize, really anything. And it's really what one has a particular affinity for. The Buddha gave various prescriptions for people who have a stronger problem with certain afflictions than others. So he gave various antidotes. For instance, it was stated that if one has a great problem with attachment, then one should use as the object of observation for their single point in concentration meditation upon ugliness of the body or impurity. If one has a greater problem with aversion or with hatred or anger, then love should become the object of observation because love serves as the opponent towards aversion. If one has a greater problem with ignorance or with delusion, then one should meditate upon dependent origination, and this serves as an opponent to ignorance. If one has a greater problem with conceptuality and thinking too much, then one can focus on the breath or do breathing meditation. So we can see that everybody is a little bit different and has affinities for very different afflictions, and this is why everyone's object of observation is not the same. So one can use, for instance, a statue or a small image of a Buddha, or love or compassion, or any of these other things previously mentioned as the object of observation of the single-pointed concentration. It says in the Tisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, focus your mind on any one virtuous object.
Then the old jungle mean a gumba in the same pebble users, old partner, said not the Tonkajan, old mean a gumba in a, and the same could be each other or the pebble users.
And it's also beneficial for the mind if it becomes distracted or busy, to do meditation upon the breath, because this can harness the distracted mind.
So
it's very beneficial for the mind to do the breathing meditation. It seems to calm the mind down and bring the mind down to a more pliable level. And there is also a reason for doing the breathing meditation for ladder practices. By doing the breathing meditation, one becomes familiar with the in and the out of the breath, and then this meditation can be converted into a giving and taking practice, or a tonglen practice, which is a meditation upon love and compassion. So we can see that there is a reason, there is a great importance for this breathing meditation, because it serves as kind of as an imprint for later to be able to meditate upon giving and taking. So, in the tantric tradition, one uses a deity as the object of observation for the single-pointed concentration, or for the achievement of calm abiding, and one can use any of the deities or gods, such as Chenrezig. I forgot the other couple. Rinpoche just mentioned other deities: Chenrezig, Tara, Medicine Buddha, Manjushri, etc. So one can then just imagine the deity, can imagine there's a lotus moon disc and a mantra garland circumambulating the seed syllable of the deity. So one utilizes this as the focus of the single, as the object of observation for the single-pointed concentration.
Tengen zhu gongbi nyeba nga songpa rsi, nyeba nga pong duje jes, ndudu jenle, nyeba nga pong duje jes, ane jawa shama ngombe ndudu jenye kawso, tengen zhu gongbi chun nga yuwa rsi, nyeba nga yuwa rsi, nyeba nga pong bi nyebo je, id kasa, nyebo je na nyeba nga yuwa rsi,
nyeba nga nyebo je.
Nyebo je, ode jawa shama ngombe ndudu jenye kawso mpa rsi,
nyeba
nga pong duje je, ta nyeba nga de kar rsi na lelo di jir rsi, lelo. And then I was thinking of going to the member. And then Lelo Jomaina, and then what the thing is going to be changed is Lelo Jiris.
The Nepo.
Ale Nebanga Dana
Lelo
Chi. And then Danga Jibi Nevas. Danga Jibi Nevasana, Tingens Garguna Susan Dubaris. Tombo Susan Tingens Gonza Meba Jeju Maris. The Jena Jenda Gundamana Maguna, Tingens Drugo Maris. Tingens Meba Tombo Hala Minaguna. And the Kadu in Lagung was Lagung, thing in the Matubato. What the Jays want to join is the Majibaji waters, Danga Jibi Neba Ninje. Then she wants to go by Nidis. She wants an Garzan out to Halamini thing as Gubaina. And then I was the same Mabuchan Nune, Saint Sebu Mabajis, not on Rudua. Seven member lingo to Shinwan Ling waters, Shinwan Junji, Shinwan J. Any young Saint Shedagi Tobuchan. And the Gobas and Gabijin to Shagachadu, Mibagan Madibaji, Mibajenda Lud waters, Gobas. Shinwan the Gobani Chidong was cheek.
The cheek,
Shinguani Junji, Somba J. Somba J. Then Shingo Shun is the Nabongoban to Shivas. She wants to go by Yungu Dumu to Tess and Sharaji De shingwa to goba le so na lansan ti nye ba ten go res.
I lay, not applying the answer, sorry.
Shingwa to goba le so na nye bo ngoba ndo me je ba te, nye bo ngoba ndo me je ba te chun ji res. Shingwa to goba le wo du nye bo ma ten na chun ji ba te res.
Less so, nye tong song, dene, nga pa.
Ane, Shingo shungu si nyebu ngoban dume, Shingo shungu si nyebu ngoban dume sheba, Shingo ma shungu si nyebu ngoban dume sheba, Shingo lega mdu na, an nyebu ngoban yin na juan ji res.
De ngapa, ngapa yanjir suru lang sepo yamare. De je de sepo yin ngapa.
Lelu je, danga jebi nyeba je, Shingwa to goba nyin je, Song je, an Shingo shungu si nyebu ngoban dume sheba. Shingo panna da, Enam lezuna, anu ku khati macin ni cuyur wata. Enam lezuna ku niye beten uor wa. Wata singo shungu si niye bo ngoba dum meje bat cuyur jiris. Singo lezuna, tel niye beten uor wa. Tel maden na cuyur jiris.
Deng apa?
Jibar wata.
Jibar, deh la, deh cuyur. Deng apa gaya?
Singo, singo macun si niye bo ngoba tu jibas. Singo yungu mudu mudu te, singo yungu mudu na niye beten gogo maru wata. Shingo mayuna nyeba dengu ma. Shingwa to goba.
Shingwa dan goba ale shingo. Shingwa dan goba ma lena den nyepo dama de jiun yinba.
Shingwa to goba lebi tse nyeba dengu rwa. Nyeba ma dena jiun res jibat je. Shingo yungu mudu na nyeba dengu ma rwa. Shingo yungu mudu na nyeba dengu ma rwa. Shingo mayuna nyeba denba yina jiun res. Nga batari de.
That's so, the Dodejen.
Yeah.
Okay, so in the Mahayana Sutra Alamkara by the great master Lord Maitreya, who also wrote the Abhisama Alamkara, we can find five obstacles, or five harms, they're called, and eight antidotes. The five harms are, the first is called laziness, being lazy, not actually doing the practice and so forth because of laziness. The second is forgetting the object of observation. So it's important, forgetting the object of observation because of change. It's important to put because of change in there. And change here refers to changing objects of observation. So utilizing one day this object of observation and the next day this object of observation, not utilizing the same one all the time, so one forgets the details of the object of observation because it isn't a consistent practice of one object of observation. So this is the second. The third is excitement and dullness. These are the two other obstacles within meditation. Excitement refers to when one's mind becomes very busy and cannot focus on one object of observation. It's focusing on many different subjects and many different objects of observation and moving from one to the other and not having the ability to stay on one object of observation in a stable manner. This is called excitement. The second, dullness, refers to when one is doing some sort of meditation and then the mind becomes kind of darker and one becomes a little bit tired and the object of observation is no longer very clear and seems to be clouded. This is called dullness. So these, number three is both excitement and dullness. Number four is not applying the antidote to these two. So not applying some sort of opponent to the actual excitement and to the dullness becomes number four. So if one has these but then does nothing about it or doesn't try to utilize an opponent force, then this becomes a downfall. And then the fifth is applying an antidote when it is not necessary. So if one doesn't, for instance, need to apply an antidote, if there isn't any excitement and there isn't any dullness, but one still applies an antidote, then this becomes a distraction to what was actually single-pointed concentration happening. So that is why number five means, that's the meaning of number five. So quickly, I notice everyone's writing it down. I want to go through them. Laziness, changing objects of observation, excitement and dullness, not applying an antidote and applying an antidote when it's not necessary.
Oje ta nyaba nga chi nyaba nga ng dam dam le lo ro le lu nge bu nge zhen zhe zhe zhen zhe ding ge zhong bi zhen zhe zhen kan ge le zuo wo shi ane gong jia le ga bu yo su na zhen zhe le wo re shi wo de le lo ane ding ge zhong bi zhen zhe de xie jiu zhong ba yin na ane le lo le lu nge bu shi en zhe da zhen zhe de le lu ge le lu nge bu nge ane zhen zhe zhe de wo re shi
ni pa tam chi zhen zhe
Ta zhundu ge ju de zhundu ge ju ka re na zhundu de ren yin zhong ju la de ni shong re zhundu ge ju de dun ba re sin dun ba dun ba se ka re na dun ba de bi ngo bun de du ni wo s ne o da ding ge gong na ya bun du ne ding ge gong 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 du nya be sang lu ju ran dun ba de re sin dun ba dun ba de zhundu ge ju ji Dunbi ju karisi na teba resi, teba. Dunbi ju de, ane dingin zil gabi yu na, dingin zil gabi yu na, ane dingin zil teba yu aris. Dingin zil teba yu na, dingin zil guaya dunba yu gari, dunyi yu aris. Dingin zil guaya dunyi yu na, dingin zil gumba la zundu yabu je aris. Wate, zundu yabu jin dingin zil gumba yi na, ane dingin zil buli lue dan sen li jibu yu aris, lue sen xie zhang ga dawa yu aris. An zhun zhu le lu ge nian bu jie duo de shi wu da.
Okay. Oh, good.
Zhun zhu ruo, zhun zhu. Ale nga jin, o gale gale zhe zhe xie ma ribe. Tene, ale ndene jie da ruo. Ale tangbo,
dinge
zhe pen yu xie na pen yu ruo. Gar jin dinge zhe gong gu res. Dinge zhe gong na gar yu a yu a res. Re bu gar yu gu res ruo. Dengen zhu gongba yina, dengen zhen de sen lu uang ju giris. San deng sen lu uang ju jabut desi, lan ri du deng duwas. San deng sen lu uang ju jabut desi, dengen zhi ge sen lu uang ju giris. Tanda nga zhu sen le uang gari ge ju giris, nyomong nga zhu sen lu uang ju diwaris. Nga zhu sen ge uang dundu diwaris. Sen de duesha dung, kundu dung, nga jie dung, o dundu ge uang dundu diwaris. Ta nga zhu sen de dengen zhi mi ba ji le mi ne yabu ji gongba yina, Dengan zi tenbu jungsu na, dengan zi ki sen lu uang ju ne, sen de gwa shu le yungu res. Dengan zi gong yi na, ane pyon chibu yu ga res. Wa ten de shi da rr shi na ma tu kuzhu kumbu yung.
So, why is it beneficial to meditate upon single-pointed concentration? What are the benefits and why would it be necessary? Right now, it's stated that the mind is being controlled or under the influence of our afflictions. All of the afflictions, attachments and aversions and ignorance or delusion, our mind is being controlled by them. But what happens is, if we achieve the point of single-pointed concentration, then our actions and so forth are controlled by that single-pointed concentration because we are harnessed the afflictions and we have harnessed our mind so it is no longer distracted and can be pointed in any direction that we wish to point it in. So this is why it is beneficial to meditate single-pointedly. This is one of the benefits. And before the tape went off, Rinpoche was just explaining four different antidotes to laziness, and it was perseverance and so forth. But we're going to go first over the benefits, and then later after Rinpoche will explain the four antidotes to laziness.
That thing is the nyatudan rajasula thing is mena. Nyetu ke taba dana haji taba yunga yomaris. Timi ba zule ya tingenzi gugu yomaris. Ani pashin tiba la ya tingenzi mena, ani sanji gubun tutu yomaris. Tingenzi di kechiburis. Ani nga la ya tingenzi di kechiburis. Tingenzi mena yungu yomaris. Tu sanu mabutanba yina, tingenzi li gabi yungu re, tingenzi li teba dje yungu res. Zunru ku ju tangbu di le yungu res. Wadda maji na tu yungu yomarda.
So, if we analyze how a hearer and a solitary realizer or a practitioner of the Bodhisattvayana vehicle, Bodhisattvayana, achieves his or her results, if we analyze this, we'll see that it's necessary for all of them to have single-pointed concentration and have achieved calm abiding in order to become a hearer Buddha, a solitary realizer Buddha, or a fully enlightened Mahayana Buddha. So just a translator's notes, the hearers are called Buddhas, but it's not a fully realized Buddha, it's a hearer Buddha. So hearer Buddha, solitary realizer Buddha, and a Mahayana Buddha. So all of them have achieved their results by relying upon single-pointed concentration. It's necessary when we look at the great vehicle, at the perfection vehicle within the great vehicle, it's necessary to have calm abiding and single-pointed concentration. In the tantric vehicle, or the secret vehicle, the second division of the great vehicle, we can see it's necessary to have single-pointed concentration to, in order to achieve Buddhahood. So it's very obvious when we engage in analysis why it's so beneficial to engage in single-pointed concentration. So if we think about this over and over again, and we think about the benefits, and we think about, if we engage in single-pointed concentration, we can achieve the realizations of the hearers and the solitary realizers and the Mahayanists. If we think about this over and over again, we will begin to have joy, and we will begin to have an affinity for single-pointed concentration and wish to actually engage in the practice because we know the benefits.
Pajaba yin na nga su kanga ga lekha chega duwas. Lekha chega ne lekha gaban du. Sakhaan ga lekha di yaban duge. Ani mota taan da yaban duge. Ani lekha chuka nugu duwas. Lekha chuka nugu ne. Ani lekha ya ga ji thun na. Tak gaba chega duwas. Lekha tal gaba chungso na. Ani nga lekha di chero chi tuyanyan yungu duwas. Tuyanyan yungu duwas. Tani lekha chega duwas. Tani rabu maribe. Tambu tingin zi gunga la gaba me na. Ani... Tengen zi tuanyin yungu maris, tenu tuanyin zangu maris. Ani nga su leka zi leka zi gabi yu na, leka tuanyin nyengu duwas. Leka tuanyin nyengu su na, ani leka zi tuanyin zangu kali jagu duwas. Ten naajin ro zi tengen zi diya, tenu tengen zi gabi yungu agi, tengen zi pyo yun san tangu waris. Tengen zi diyo na, ani hata mali jaya, tenu taba tuya. Sanji Gongotoya, what the Susuk Saint Jibuya, what the thing is, and you understand a pen to Chibundu, somebody Jona, and thing is, Gabu Yungres, Deba Yungres. Deba, do you not think as well to any good Deba Yungres, then it's under Yungres, Maribe? Ned, not tell them, Tundu, Jo, Dumba, Dine, Dumba, Deba's of Maribe, what the
Maribe, what
the Dabu is.
So,
Omele Katbajano Kuzukunde.
So, an example here that's very similar is if we're analyzing different kinds of jobs. For instance, we have the opportunity to work in a restaurant, we have the opportunity to work as a courier, we have the opportunity to work in these various things. So we analyze what would be best for us and which we think we would be happiest doing. So when we finally figure out what that is, then we, based on the fact that we like this kind of job, we then go for the interview and we then go tell the employer, we'll take the job, and we then are working. We can work. But first, we had to have liked the idea of going to this different job in order for us to have done the other work to get us there, in order to go to the interview, and in order to do all these other things. So first, we would have had to have wanted to because we felt we would be happier there. Likewise, when we engage in the analysis of single-pointed concentration and see what the results are, we see that the benefits are the ability to achieve a rebirth into the higher realms of the gods and humans, the ability to achieve nirvana or liberation, the ability to achieve complete Buddhahood, any of the realizations within the three scopes. Once we really analyze this, then we will have kind of an affinity for and find joy in doing single-pointed concentration because we will see just how beneficial the work that we're putting in really will be for us and how important the steps that we're taking are for our lasting happiness. So this is why we compare this to the analysis of a job, because in both cases, the person is striving for something and arrives at the conclusion based on the happiness that he or she believes that they will derive from the situation. I've forgotten one thing to translate before, but Rinpoche just said it again. So when we think about all of these benefits and we think about what we will achieve by engaging in the practice of single-pointed concentration, then a kind of faith will occur within our continuum, and we'll have faith in single-pointed concentration. Or we would have, the literal is, faith which whose object of observation is single-pointed concentration. So once we have that faith, then that will produce our desire to put effort in and to have perseverance. So the faith itself produces the perseverance.
Tene lue dan sen jibu yung guris, lue sen shijang, shijang ge dewa yung guris, lue le pe nga me bi dewa jibu yung guris, sen le nga me bi dewa le guris, lue sen shijang ge dewa le yung guris.
So, and once we engage in this single-pointed concentration over time, we will achieve various levels. We will achieve the state of mental pliancy. We will achieve the state of physical pliancy. We will have a great sort of blissful feeling that's associated with the mental and physical pliancy, both a blissful physical feeling and a blissful mental feeling, because both of these are side results of single-pointed concentration and its levels. So when we think about these benefits and then we start to have a kind of a faith in these objects of observation, which here are the different levels of concentration or single-pointed concentration itself, then that will produce effort. And effort itself is the antidote for laziness. Going back to what we were previously stated, there are four antidotes to laziness. There's four, there are four antidotes for laziness.
Let's go,
Rinpoche. I just have to find, I started writing them down, and it's pretty, here it is. Pretty, it's a lot of stuff. Okay.
Danga jib jib in the marva. Danga zo motor and dumba in the motor who treasure mobu pejeje wound water. Treasure jib pejeje at jesuna, then the young marota, the majiba jitamba have wound water. Come on, go under carajena, okay, treasure carpejeje when majiba jiabang air wound water. Then jesuna, jigamudua. Then Naji, Tombu Susu Ting and Gua Gameba, Susu Gundaba, Unjong Gumba Gua and Deba Yuaina.
The tambo. The lelo ginepo tambo.
Lelo ginepo jirije.
Lelo ginepo jie. Then.
Tundruje. Tundru tenye gundumba jie. Deba jie.
De lama sang.
Deba shijang jie. Chu lao cai ma ju ma la ba.
De nyun la sang. Yine the tambo chiran la sang.
Lelo ginepo jire. Lelu nyebu ngwa zhundu ji, zhundu ju kar dunba, zhundu tenye ngwa dunba, di ne teba. Zhundu gu neng rebu kar yung ayur, lue dan sen jibu yung guris, lue sen shijang gu dawa. Di jit de laziness nyebu riz, laziness.
la energie, then
le energie smarda
le lo nyepo la energie
nyepo ngaro nyepo nga nyepo nga ga no ne le lu tomro le lu nyepo je je
le lo nyepo la energie
je le lu nyepo je jundu jundu ge jundu ba de ba jundu ge de shi jang je de le lu nyepo
res. Okay. So here the there are the antidotes, four antidotes to laziness. The first being effort or perseverance. The second is the faith which is produced, which produces the perseverance. So the faith is produced by thinking of the object of observation over and over again and its benefits, and the effect, the desired effect of the mental and physical pliancy serves as an antidote. Then I just need one more. The zendru te pa shiwa dang the tambo nipa le labo la tambo zendru nipa te pa sumba gare.
Dumba ron dumba dumba. Tengenzel gabu te pa duwa te pa te pa je. Tengenzel gabu yona. Tengenzel gugu na dumba yungu duwa juni yungu duwa tena zendru yungu duwa.
Okay. So this is the correct order. Went backwards before. I don't know why it's going backwards like this, but the first one is a faith. So the first is, it goes in the order of how it's produced, apparently. So the first one is faith. So faith in the object of observation. So one has the faith and so forth, and then this faith is brought on by recognition of the potential or the benefits. So the first, there, because there are four, they're basically, the first two are categorized, are what I just said. So the first two are the faith which is produced in dependence upon recognition of the result, and faith which is produced upon recognition of the, faith which is produced by recognition of the result, and faith which is produced by recognition of the benefits. The benefits, the result being the final result and the benefits being the other benefits. The third is the effort which takes place as a result of the faith. Okay, so as a result of the faith, one engages or has perseverance. So that's number three. And the fourth is mental and physical pliancy. So the mental and physical pliancy itself serves as an antidote to the laziness. So I know that took a long time, but I just wanted to make sure it was right. I didn't want to say something that was wrong. So it's those four. And if after we're done, if anyone has questions about those, what the difference between the first two are, we can ask.
Well, laziness is a poor antidote.
That's it.
Then, Danga Jibi Nebajindua, Danga Jebasana, Miba to Tombus Lagumba Yina, Karugumba Yina, Tombu Gonja, Miba to Majibo Gures, and then Tombu Gonja, Miba Jesmon, the thing in the Rumaris, Miba the Yan Yadmin Gungwaris, Miba de, and then Jibi, Miba the Jebugatrua, D Nebugatrasana, Majiba Yan Yan the Tempate, Yan Yan the Tempate, and then Miba.
So the second which is, problem, which was stated before, forgetting the objects of observation by changing, is that what I literally called it? I have them written down, chicken scratch somewhere. So forgetting the object of observation by changing, the antidote to that is by utilizing one object of observation over and over and over again, so that one doesn't have that fault. So that's the antidote for that.
Waji danga maji maji danga maji maji bi temba sumar ba temba de je bi nye bro ta maji na ane ko je ba dil ne no bro ta wa de ji ta de ne ta shinwa do go ba de go ja du le shinwa do go ba de yong do mu do ta je je wa res shinwa do go ba de yong mu do te ne shinwa do go ba de yong do na an de nye ba de wa res wa de ji ji mar ba
The Sumba.
Nyebu maten bi nyebu nyebu tenba de nyebu maten ba de nyo ro yo ba.
The Sumba nyepo dang the Sumba gupo dang.
Ah.
She changed it. Tambo thing dead score.
She go shun yu se tan de mar ba de ro wa. Bena mama yoro ami ami ge dal he sona lanso mada shuru ta mada shuguro nye beten guro nye beten guro wa shingo de le shingo de yongo do men san ta shingo de le sona nye bo ngo ban du she bas mada shu ban mar ba ne shinwa de ge nye bo ge bi nye bo an ji shinwa le sona me ba ma se wa yong du le an ji me ba se ba cha ya ge chu ja ya ta Anji sensible zo yage santang gurwa.
Okay.
De tenju gul santang ya. Yang goba den de sen she chibu je ne, miba gal ma de ne, chaba jasa yudbal sen ju du du na, ane mata ba gun ne, sen gu tu ma ja ya. Wa den ge nye bu den gun gu je ru da. Marbe.
The Sumba gi nye po. Okay. So when we look at number three, which are the excitement and dullness, there are various antidotes for excitement and dullness that are stated. If one has dullness, for instance, there's various things stated, such as washing one's face in order to revive oneself so that the laziness, I mean the dullness goes away. And the second is the excitement, and one of the antidotes for excitement is meditation upon and recognition of impermanence. So it's necessary to apply an antidote when these objects, these negative, these faults come into our meditation. And that's why number four, not applying an antidote, is a downfall. So it's like when a wild animal comes, and if you have a gun, and the wild animal is going to attack you, it's necessary at that point to shoot the animal so it doesn't kill you or harm you. But if you don't do that, you haven't applied an antidote and you will still be harmed and killed. Likewise, it's necessary in order for you to have a successful meditation to apply the antidotes when this excitement and dullness arrives in meditation in order to thwart off the true enemy, which is the afflictions and so forth. Which we are trying to eradicate by harnessing our minds through single-pointed concentration. The third being the two faults of excitement and dullness and their antidotes were explained, and the fourth being not applying an antidote once one recognizes the excitement and dullness is a fault.
Ta shingo ge nyebo, ta shingo ge nyebo to gongba to sumarbe rawa ta. Ani shingo shungo yusi nyebo ten gu res. Da le suna mada shu gu res. Da ma le na mada shu gu marwa. Da ma shungo yusi mada shu gu ma res. Ani shingwa to gobi nyebo. Shingo yungo mudu na, ani tingan zila tsisi nyen gu ya. What did he say?
So here the reason for this, or the underlying importance, is that If these negative faults come into the meditation, such as excitement and dullness, and an antidote is applied, then they can be eradicated. But it's not necessary to apply an antidote if they are not present. Like if there is an animal that is coming to harm you, it's necessary at that point to shoot the animal if one has a gun. But if there isn't an animal there coming, it would make no sense to shoot the gun. So this is the meaning of these, and going in order, the five are laziness,
not forgetting or changing because of changing the observation, object of observation, dullness, excitement, not applying an antidote, and applying an antidote when it's not necessary.
What that thing is going to do with the genes, that is, Marva. Nyabang Nabon Dujiji, do the gene goes to Nyabang Naji, the Pombi Dujiji, Leluk Nyabuji, Leluk Nyabuji, maybe Jibi Nyabuji, go show the Nigiji, what the Nyabuji is. Nyabanga, Tamba the Nyabuji, poor antidote, laziness. Then Tama Nyabaji or Jid the Katuka to Nyabuji, that is. Danga jebi nyabu danga majibi temba ji yane yo the temba again again think marba but na again again think god again again think god for god enter that ruwa la gon ba yina la de majib ba yane yo the temba yina ane la jeba de no ruwa
then nyepo j Nepo J, the Lelo.
Lelo Gnepo J.
Lelo Gnepo J.
Mutundu.
They shingy.
This is one.
Then a.
That Danga Jibi Nepa. Danga Jibi Nepa. Napa. Danga Jibi Nepa, they forgot her. Tambukar went to Jesuna and Junjiroa. The Majiba Tembadre. Again, again, ten words. Again, again, think is bad.
So it's necessary in order to not forget the object of observation to think again and again and again and again about it. It's necessary to think about this one object of observation again and again and again and not change it because this will serve as a distraction and will not produce the single-pointed concentration. So we can see that there are four, as stated, there are four antidotes for laziness that were stated previously. And there are also the antidotes that were stated before the other four antidotes that were stated. So making a total of eight antidotes for the five harms. So, in speaking of applying an antidote when it's not necessary, if it's very hot inside and you turn on a fan, it's very nice. It's necessary because it's hot, but it doesn't make sense to turn the fan on and let it blow in a room that isn't hot. So if the obstacle arrives or the fault arrives, then applying an antidote makes sense. Just like if the heat arrives, it makes sense to turn on the fan. But it doesn't make sense to turn it on if it didn't. Very similar to this,
yeah,
no?
Yeah. What the...
So these are the eight that were stated, the four and four. So we can find a much more expansive explanation of calm abiding and single-pointed concentration in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. We have it in English, and there are also various Indian scholars who have written texts on this. So there's a section on the calm abiding one can find in the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. Great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment. The reason he's saying this is I mentioned before that in English we have Kamala Shila's stages of meditation. And Rinpoche said first that doesn't help them. He said that's not going to help them because it's a very difficult text. But what Rinpoche just said is the great treatise on the stages of the path to enlightenment includes everything that's in the stages of meditation by Kamala Shila and makes it much more understandable or clearer, much clearer than the Kamala Shila's text. The word in Tibetan that Rinpoche used is almost like the Indian text is coded.
Kamala Shila ge jung dong ge la ri chim le di waris. Kamala Shila jung ji da ja jung pe tha bur ge kale kha bur.
Kamala Shila's text is very condensed and very difficult. One can find what it means in the great treatise on the stage of the path to enlightenment. This is a translator's note. I think also it might be that when it went from Sanskrit into Tibetan, I think that it was very hard, because I think personally the great treatise on the stages of the path is harder than the stages of the meditation in English. Then so I don't know if it's a Tibetan. The only reason I'm saying this is I don't know if it's a Tibetan language thing that makes it much more difficult, because we have words in English that can explain things easier. So you might check both of them. Translators know. There's also a section on the in Liberation, the Palm of Your Hand as well by Pabunka Rinpoche.
And also
Dalai Lama has the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment commentary on that, and one can listen to them and read them. And I was able to hear last week the eighth chapter of the Bodhichara Avatara, the commentary by the Dalai Lama from Arizona. He heard it on the computer, apparently. He has a computer. He listens to all the Dalai Lama's teachings. He listens to the news in Tibet and everything. So if you listen, if you have some sort of uncertainty that comes up or doubt that comes up, check it with these texts. If you can put all these texts together, like the Lam Rim text or the great Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, put it together with the Bodhichara Avatara, Shantideva's guide to the Bodhisattva's way of life, then this will be helpful. And slowly you will understand. So it's the various afflictions and karma and so forth which propel us into a rebirth, into cyclic existence. So I just forgot. I don't know how I did that. What was? Just tell me two of the things Rinpoche said. I'll remember the rest. Do you remember? What he was just saying. From Nyanja Suranang. Just Tambo Nyanja Suranang. Nye Jason.
Dinga de Yabu Gone, Sel Dinga Ziki, then Nyale de Yabu Yungaina, Sel Goa Momu Yungres, Goa Momu Yuna, and again Deva Doa Momu Yungres. What is the address?
So if we engage in the single pointed concentration meditation, we then accumulate a large amount of virtue or a large amount of merit. And by accumulating this large amount of virtue, then we will be able to experience happiness in the future, and we'll be able to experience the benefits of the meditation upon this single-pointed concentration. So we've gone over the highest higher training in ethics and the highest higher training in concentration, and we'll arrive at the highest higher training in wisdom, and this will go over the nature of reality and emptiness and so forth. And then there's a section on the tantric tradition within this text, and then we'll be finished. So that's basically what we'll be going through in the coming weeks. I'm telling you, I forgot to translate something from before.
Oh, that the thing is laba ta jeman ne nga su dyta jeman ne shero laba le nu dus.
So in a week from now we'll be going over the highest higher training in wisdom.
Oh, that the ne
ga su that's go.
Yeah, yeah.
So right now our mind right now our mind is like a crazed elephant. And our mind is like a crazed elephant, and we are unable to control it. It is like a crazed elephant that is running to and fro, and we haven't harnessed that crazed elephant, so it pretty much takes us where it makes us do actions and in any way that it sees fit because of the afflictions and so forth. So it's this that's at the root of cyclic existence that propels us into a rebirth again and again and again. But slowly, we can take this crazed elephant of our mind through the use of single-pointed concentration and wrap a rope or tie it up, tie the elephant up so it no longer has the ability to go in all different directions. And as we subdue this crazed elephant more and more and more, then this is similar to subduing our minds and distractions more and more and more, to the point when we can completely control the crazed elephant, our mind, and completely control the crazed elephant, our mind, because of our familiarization with single-pointed concentration. I told you I forgot something important. Then we can see in the picture, there's a picture of an elephant going through various stages. It's a very famous painting. I had asked Rinpoche who did it, and he says it goes back to the times of Buddha and Shantideva. In the explanations, I had thought it was made by Trijung Rinpoche, but I guess it wasn't drawn by him. So we can see this painting, and this is the stages of concentration and so forth. And the elephant is symbolic of the mind, and it starts off very dark, and it's clear at the top once it's harnessed.
Tambo lambo che nabore ndo was sen de nyomo wa song de war nabore is den dinga gon ga le nabo che kab cha no ndo was den ga le na gal phong wa ji ge dinga de to so na an ju chu da ngwe she da ane ju chu to ne sa ji ge shing ga mo ru tu war is sha di na ji phon wa den ge phen che bu
so in the picture the elephant at the beginning is black, is very dark, and this is symbolic of afflictions, the darkness is. And as it slowly goes up, it becomes clearer and clearer, and it becomes to the point where it's completely clear and harnessed. And then you see it flying away. And the meaning of this is when it's clear, this means that the mind has been harnessed and single-pointed concentration, calm abiding, has been achieved. The flying away is symbolic of achieving miraculous powers and clairvoyance. Because once one has these miraculous powers, then he or she can go to various Buddha lands and so forth through use of these miraculous powers.
What did that glow the global tragic was? And thing in the to the Shiro Glaba, the Jonsona, Ku Kual Kinding, New Mobata,
Glung the Gare,
Glung Nahal, Trinity Rebetta.
And there's also a picture of a monk with perhaps a sword of some sort, an ordained person with a sword of so forth in it. And the sword is symbolic of cutting the afflictions at the root of cyclic existence. To cut the afflictions and the delusions and the negativities in order to achieve nirvana.
What the basis? Example.
This is an example.
So
if one familiarizes with themselves, slowly these realizations will be achieved. We have very intelligent, clever minds. We have the human mind. So if we slowly think about these things or engage in analysis slowly, we will be able to understand them. We look at many texts, analyze many texts, we listen to many teachings, then slowly we will be able to understand these things. The Dalai Lama's teachings are very important. There are many movies you can hear. The Dalai Lama has an highest amount of wisdom. He understands all of the different religious traditions. He's a very clean, pure teacher. So if you can listen, you will understand. It's very beneficial. Ted has given me some teaching tapes, and I listen, and it's helpful.
Yeah.
Arizona is a very good teaching.
Yeah.
So if we listen to these and we put in time, we will slowly understand.
Got it.
And if there's something that you don't understand, maybe I might be able to help you a little with it, because I might understand a little bit of this.